What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan.
Right back at it here on 96.5, The Fan. Our guy Jay Binkley joins the show every Wednesday, 6:45. Binkley, are you putting your beer in the snow yet to keep it cold for the day of just relaxation and college basketball?
Not yet, but that is one of my favorite things to do, Dust, man. Just you grab that beer, throw it there in the snow, let it get cold. Nothing better than that.
Dude, this weather's a big bag of suck.
It's not great. I thought we were almost done with it, but winter's never almost done. I remember about 11 years ago, Chiefs had a game snowed out in May.
Royals.
The Royals. It was against the Angels. It was like
I thought it was against Ohtani Tampa.
Well, it was Ohtani. That's
yeah,
right.
I was there.
It was.
It got frozen.
It got frozen out because it got below like 36 out. Degrees.
Yeah. It was crazy to watch all the players watch the snow in the dugout.
Yeah, it did snow. I don't think it snowed for the Ohtani game. It was just cold. But the Tampa game. Yeah, that was snow on that in May. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was Tampa, and everybody was in the dugouts watching because a lot of the guys are from the South. They don't see the snow. And so that was kind of cool. And also, we're in Kansas City. It was May, and we don't normally see the snow. So we can fall back on that one as well. So happy Valentine's Day. I'm sure you got some big plans coming up up for Valentine's Day. But as we kind of sit back, kick back, and kind of decompress from the season, you texted me yesterday. You're like, the Chiefs need to get back to the St. Joe Chiefs. I'm like, they really never left St. Joe, but what do you mean by that?
I mean, get back to what they were going to be. I mean, you went to St. Joe every day was a bomb. It's a bomb to Xavier Worthy. It was a bomb to Hollywood Brown, and obviously that changed when Hollywood Brown was hurt a majority of the season. But it was an air out attack, and that was the talk. The Chiefs, hey, you're going to throw the ball downfield more. That's what they're going to do. And so it looked like it was going to kind of be a new offense, and then it kind of had to revert to ball control offense, short passes, trying to just move the chains. The Chiefs had the longest average drive this year in the NFL. They averaged over 3 minutes per drive, which was number one in the NFL, these long, methodical drives. But St. Joe was the home run time, man. It was home run hitting. It was throwing downfield every day. You'd see, the highlights of Xavier Worthy catching a long pass from Mahomes or Hollywood Brown. But, get back to more of a wide-open style, attacking style, Kansas City Chiefs offense that you've seen in the past.
All right, Jay, I'm going to give you a couple names. Start easy, and then we're going to end a little bit tougher with back or gone. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Hollywood Brown.
I think gone.
DeAndre Hopkins.
No, don't think. Say what you would do.
I would bring him back. And clearly, Brett Veach made a comment right before the draft last year, or at the end of it, when he was talking about Hollywood Brown, once they signed him. And it said something like, well, this is going to be, you know, a one-year deal, and, you know, he'll probably only be here for a year. Because we all thought that Hollywood Brown's going to come in for a year, then he's going to go make the bag. It's his last big chance at free agency to make money. And then when he's hurt the whole year, you kind of start thinking they could maybe get a reasonable contract for Hollywood Brown, and his market wouldn't be that great because he didn't have any production this year. It's possible. I don't think he comes back.
DeAndre Hopkins?
No.
Okay. Juju Smith-Schuster?
No.
Charles Omenihu?
Yes.
Nick Bolton?
No.
Why?
I just been here. Linebackers, just draft them, man.
Okay.
You don't want to overspend on an inside linebacker, and you know the draft is where you do get guys like Nick Bolton.
Okay.
Just like when they brought Drew Tranquil in a few years ago. That was a reasonable deal, and he got great production from it.
Last one, toughest one, Trey Smith.
I'd like to see him back, but I think he's going to be gone. That contract's going to be way out there. He's setting the market. I mean, you know, he's pretty much the number two free agent in pretty much all the, you know, top 100 free agent boards going forward. He's number two, and you just can't pay everybody, you know, max contracts. So you just can't do it. Not like the NBA max contracts, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And guards set the market last year. 2 years ago was the wide receivers getting crazy money. Last year was NFL guards making a ton of money. I think it continues with Trey Smith.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get paid in a big way, but this is where we are with this organization, Jay, and we're going to get into some like possible trade scenarios and things like that that they could possibly do coming up in a little bit. I feel like this is going to be a very similar year to coming off the loss to New England and the loss to Tampa. I think we're going to see a lot of roster overhaul this offseason, Jay, and we may see guys traded and parted with like they did with Tyreek Hill that people will have a tough time on the surface digesting, but knowing overall it's going to be great for the organization.
Yeah, you got to do whatever you can, and you can't hold on to guys because you like watching the guy play, and you can't have that emotional attachment. This is a business, and you have to move forward, and this is Brett Veach's time. I mean, it was 31-9 in that Buccaneers Super Bowl, and you know, I know that everybody feels really bad right now at what happened against the Eagles because it was a terrible game, and you hated seeing it, but that Buccaneers game is very similar. It was 31-9, and Mahomes had been running backwards for like 300 yards in that game, and it seemed hopeless after that game. It seemed hopeless, like, wow, this team got bad really fast. But no, they turned it around and came back. So very discouraging, but this is a challenging time for Brett Veach. I trust that he can do it. He's done it before. I expect him to do it this year, but the offensive line has to be a big concern. My biggest thing is I want to see him go back to just loading this offense up. I mean, this is what this team is. Here's the deal. You're never going to have a quarterback like this again. This is it. This is the window you have Patrick Mahomes. Like, I doubt the Chiefs will ever, if they do get a quarterback greater than Patrick Mahomes in the future, that's great. I mean, that's going to be hard to do. It's like New England, they're going to have a quarterback better than Tom Brady? No. Is the Chiefs ever going to have a quarterback better than Patrick Mahomes? Probably not. So I will say no, they won't, but because they never had one really before since Len Dawson. But will they be able to do it? So if you have Mahomes, you might as well load him up for as many weapons as you can. Take advantage of when you have a great quarterback. Don't load your defense when you have the best quarterback in your franchise's history. You have to understand, you have a window for Patrick Mahomes. You got to load that offense up now.
So with $11 million in cap space, I think it's like 22nd in the league, and the draft picks they have, I believe, six. Is that correct? Where do you see them where do you see them using these draft picks in the first pick in the third round as well?
Well, it's actually, believe it or not, it's unlucky for the Chiefs. It's the second pick in the third round.
Oh, sorry.
They alternate Tennessee and Cleveland, and because they had the same record. So they alternate the first or every round's alternated between those three to finish last. So actually, it's pick number 66. So it's the second one in the third round. I think running back. I think they're going to go running back. Not early, but mid, like third round, fourth round. I could see him doing running back because this is a very strong running back class. But don't be totally enamored by the running back. Yes, running backs are important. Saquon Barkley had a huge season, but in the Super Bowl, he averaged 2.3 yards a carry. It wasn't that Super Bowl wasn't about Saquon Barkley. I mean, the Chiefs got absolutely rolled, and it wasn't because of Saquon Barkley. Sure, he was great in the passing game, but you can get a lot of running backs that are good in the passing game. But I think they'll go running back. I think the tight end is a necessity. Been screaming for that for years. I still think they're going to go wide receiver. I think they still have to go wide receiver in this draft. Defensive line becomes a nice thing. I could see them if they go like Derek Harmon or somebody like that from Oregon in the first round. I could see them doing that. That's not a position to say, wow, I can't believe they did that because they need defensive line help. Offensive line, it's going to have to be a trade for left tackle because last year everybody was screaming for left tackle. And I was sitting there going, no, you need a wide receiver because, let me ask you, like Kingsley Suamatia, people actually wanted Kingsley in the first round. And they drafted Xavier Worthy.
What people?
Who helped this team more, Xavier Worthy or Kingsley Suamatia? Xavier Worthy, he became the best wide receiver on this team, and the receiver that led the Chiefs in receptions and yards in the playoffs before the Super Bowl and even extended it past that. So you always need wide receiver help, but Xavier Worthy was the pick because when you're picking 31, you're not getting an elite tackle. Last year was a great year for tackles, by the way, if that's what people are doing. Eight tackles are drafted in the first round. That was an NFL record. Seven was the previous record. Eight of them drafted in the first round last year. It's not going to be that this year. It's going to be about four, I think, drafted in the first round. You better get up to, you know, 15, 20 at the absolute latest, but top 15 to get a left tackle. Because if you draft a 31, you're essentially getting a left tackle that's moving over to right tackle, or you're getting a guy that's pretty much suited for playing guard. You're not getting an elite-level pass protector at 31.
Jay, do you think, because I feel like we're going to see like a Willie Rofe type of trade and go out and get a left tackle. You had mentioned acquiring one through a trade. I'm 100% lockstep with you. I think we see a trade for a veteran, proven left tackle this offseason.
Yeah, unless Humphreys can prove it. I know, Humphreys wanting to do stuff. But how funny would it be for the Chiefs to go out and trade Baltimore again and get Ronnie Stanley? Yeah. You got Orlando Brown the last time make a move like that. But, yeah, someone that's proven, that's been in the NFL, someone they can trust. Mahomes needs to have that trust factor back. He have that trust where he can sit back there because we know when he throws the ball downfield, good things can happen. And if he doesn't have time to do it or doesn't trust his offensive line and have to wonder where that, rush is coming from, and the fact that they weren't blitzed at all in this game. It was just dominated up front by the Philadelphia Eagles defensive line. Just get some trust back. So I think it'll be an established tackle. I think that's the direction they want to go because when they tried to sign Trent Williams, they went way into the night, like till 2 a.m., and it looked like they were going to get Trent Williams. Didn't work out. And then Orlando Brown became the necessity because drafting one at that point, all those guys that were drafted at tackle at the end of the first round, they ended up being guards or they ended up being right tackles. So the Chiefs had to make a choice, and they said, you know what? Everybody was saying, you've got to have a left tackle, got to have a left tackle. And the Chiefs thought that too. So, each mock draft, and then we were looking at tackles and everything because that's what the Chiefs were going to have to do. But they made that deal for Orlando Brown. I know a lot of people weren't enamored by Orlando Brown, but they really had no other choices, to be honest with you, because the draft wasn't going to provide a left tackle that year.
Well, Beakley, you got no other choice now to eat hot dogs and nachos with onions and jalapenos on it because it's baseball season, baby, and I know you're geared up and ready to go for this Royals team, my man.
Let's freaking go. What is the day, the 12th? Pitchers report today, pitchers and catchers.
Yep.
With the 17th, a full squad. Let's go, man. Let's freaking go.